Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schluss for the Yama Yoshev Tzion. We're learning about Asara B'Teves, based on the Torah of Moreno Rabbeinu, HaKohen HaGadol Rav Moshe Zatzal, L'shmo L'zichro Tavis Nefesh, whose Yurtzeit is on Asara B'Teves. And he said such tremendous Torah about Asara B'Teves. So it's a schluss to hear him, and it's a schluss to learn together with you. Megillas Tainis, which is a collection of different days of commemoration, for better or for worse. It says that on the 8th of Teves, the Torah was translated into Greek in the times of Tamei HaMelech, and this darkness descended upon the earth for 3 days. We see in various places that the Golos of Yavan is called Choshech. Bracious Rabbah on the Pasuk V'Choshech Al Pnei Tahom. Choshech is Golos Yavan Shechshich Einem Shal Yisrael B'Gzeiros Seim. Parashas Lech Lecha B'Ribis Ben Apsarim V'Neim HaChashech HaGadol HaNofel HaSalav. Choshech is Yavan. Some say that Choshech is Madai and Gadol is Yavan. In other words, Yavan, there's an added darkness. So we'd like to understand what the meaning of this darkness is that Yavan brings upon us and brings upon the Torah, and how we can overcome this darkness. In the Asara Ma'amaros, the world was with Asara Ma'amaros, the world was created, 10 utterances. In the Zohar, we have in the Gemara says that the first Ma'amar is Bereishis. But the Zohar says that the first Ma'amar is Yehi Or. And what this means is that the Etzem HaBriya is a Ma'isa HaGilu, it's the revelation of the will of Hashem in His words. Light is what gives a possibility of revealing things. Through light, things are seen. Light gives a possibility of perception. And the perception itself is in the Ma'amaris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the Bria that things should be revealed as they were created. Everything is revealed when it becomes something, when it becomes a Dover. Everything that I see is considered revealed before me, since I can give it a name. That's how our das works. Our das works when we can name things and we can define things, then we can understand them. And that's the Gilui Men HaShamayim. If it doesn't have a name, then it's hard for us to define it, to relate to it, to understand it. But you say, oh, what is it? It's a chair. Oh, it's a table. And all of a sudden, we have in our Mareches Hadas, we have the conceptualization. So words help us conceptualize. So since everything is revealed in the system that's enclosed with words, that shows that Kiyom Raviyei, that God said and it came into being, Shakol Niyavadvaro. Everything was at God's word. Everything was at God's davar, God's dibur. Kol davar, it's a totza'a shel dibur. Etzem ha-briya hu ma'ase gilui, v'ha-gilui hu l'mi shemitgalei lav. V'lchein im ha-gilui haya b'ma'amar, gam ha-hitgalut eilenu hi b'dvarim. The very briya is an act of revelation. And the revelation is to the one to whom it is revealed. And therefore, if the Gilu was b'maimer, so it was done with words, so the Hizgalus, it's revelation. It was revealed with words. Memel, it's revelation to us is with words. Everything in the world is called a Dover because it's a Gilu, it's a revelation of Shakol Niyab Dvaro. Everything was at God's word. Everything is revealed with a Dibor. God created with a Dibor, and we relate to it with a Dibor. Leolam Hashem Dvarcha Nitzav B'Shamayim. Ha-Ma'amar She'otzi Et HaShamayim L'Gilui Hu She'Mamshich U'Mekayem Oto. Borei Olam Nitgala B'Ma She'Ratza Lehitgalot V'Chol Kiyumam Shel HaDvarim Hu Rak K'Gilui. Forever, Hashem, your words are standing in Shemayim. The mimer that brought Shemayim to Gilui is what continues giving it existence. The Bar Olam was revealed in what he wanted to be revealed. In other words, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted himself to be revealed in certain ways. And therefore he said the words, and that's what gave it a revelation, and remains that way forever. La'olam Hashem dvarcha nitzav b'shamayim. Your words are always standing in the heaven. That mimer that Hashem originally said is constantly giving it life. If the Shemayim wouldn't, if the Dvarim wouldn't be in Shemayim, then things would cease to exist. But the La'olam Hashem Dvarcha Nitzav B'Shemayim, Hashem's words are always in Shemayim. They're always being stated, said, in order to give things existence. Lashon HaKodesh is the true Gilui of the Bria, because only in this Lashon, HaDvarim Nitpasim Yachad Im Dvar Hashem Shemakayim Otam. Things are perceived together with the word of God that gives them existence. The depth of the Gilui of the Bria is when the Metzius that is before us reveals Mi Bara Eile. Who created all of these things? In Olam Hazeh, this is the Olam HaAvoda, the Metzius isn't Megala the Borei. Zeshmi Leolam. What does it mean, Zeshmi Leolam? Zeshmi Leolam, Akabana, Ne'elam. Hashem Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ne'elam Ba'olam Hazeh, hidden. The world lacks Shleimus. L'asid Lavo, it's going to be Hashem Echad U'Shmo Echad, and the whole Bria is going to be Megala the Shem Havoya. Shu Hashem Hashalem Shel Klal HaMetzius. The whole Bria is going to be revealed the name of Yudkei Vovkei, which is the complete name of reality. All the Nevraim, all the details of creation, are going to go into that one framework and reveal how it's all one Gilui. It's a Gilui of Shem Havoya. The Midah of the Midas of Hashem that's Megala Shem Havoya is the Midah of Teferis of glory. We have Midas HaChesed, which is Kav Yamin. We have Midas HaGvura, which is Kav Smol, that's the left side, the left line. And then in the middle, which brings the two together, is the Midah of Teferis, right? Yeah, Avram is Chesed, Yitzchak Gvura, Yaakov brings the two together, Bria HaTichon, that's the Midah of Teferis. Perush HaMila Teferet, Milashon Yofi U'Pe'er. Barashi, Beparashat Truma, פרק חפי פסוקי, הוא מבאר את התרגום ססגונה, שסס ומתפאר בגוונים שלה. It says ססגונה, that it has many colors, because it's joyous. Why is it called ססגונה? Because סס means to rejoice, and גונה is מלשון גוונה, מלשון colors, hues. זה בפסוק שם שכתוב וערות אלים מאדמים וערות חשים ועצי שיטים. So what's this ערות חשים? Rashi says, the uncle says, ססגונה. Because it's sus ומספר בגוונים שלה. It rejoices in its various colors. Rashi says it's a type of chaya and many different colors. So that's ססגונה. Yof, what's beauty? What's beauty? Beauty is when all of the sides, all of the contrasts, all come together. In other words, you have various colors, and all the colors work together beautifully. They're all in harmony. That's beauty. Beauty is harmony. And that's shleimus. That's completion. That's perfection. And that's the mid of teferes, the kava emsa shemagaleich kol hatzdadim, movilim, לאותו מקום. ביום ההוא יתגלה הוויה אחד ושמו אחד, אז התפיסה תתפוס את כל ההיקף העצום של הבריאה ובוראה כגילוי אחד, וזה יהיה היופי גדול. הדבר הזה יביא אותנו לנפשי יצא בדברו. It's going to be such a beautiful world. Everything is going to reveal the Shem Havaya. And that's going to bring us to a place of our souls going to come out at Bidavra, at God's word. We're going to see how everything is a revelation of this name of God. דוגמת זה מצינו בצירוף שנעשה בשמיעה. It's an incredible if we'd be able to bring everything together, we would hear all the malachim singing, or we'd hear the levim singing, and it would be a great harmony. It would be so beautiful. You have, even today, you have a large group of people singing together, and they're singing harmoniously. It's very, very beautiful. Sometimes some people go higher and lower. And that's what music is, and the different instruments, how they work together. Unfortunately, we often take the beauty of music for granted, but that's what it is. It's this harmony of the different sounds. The right time, the right notes, the right decibel. About Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, "Utmunas Hashem Yabit." In other words, he saw that the whole world was like the face of God, Kiviyachol. It's like one big Sefer Torah. Everything comes together. Today, we don't really have the ability to see how everything interacts. It doesn't show us God. In other words, you can see scientifically how there is tremendous integrated perfection in the Bria, an integrated complexity. It's a well-known non-Jewish scientist, but a big mamin, and he says that it's not just that the world is complex. That doesn't necessarily show God. What really shows God is that the integrated complexity. So there's so many different parts and they're all working together. It's Mamash Pillay Plus. So, but right now, it's obviously not 100% clear that there's a God because there are still a few people walking around who don't believe. So therefore the world doesn't have the same beauty because it doesn't have the necessary revelation of godliness. So here's where Yavan comes in. Welcome, Yavan. Yavan comes in, and they offer us a tachlif. They offer us a substitute. Yavan says, let's look at this world, and let's see the shlemus in this world. You don't need to go beyond this world. We want to be able to see this world and then see what's beyond this world. We want to be able to see God from this world. And then it's a much, much more beautiful world where you see godliness. And Yavin said, no, you don't need any of that. Just look at the world itself. Look at science. Science is amazing, right? There are many scientists. What? I'm personally not a big science guy. But what gives them their motivation to sit in laboratories and do experiments and read papers and studies and books and write articles? And the answer is this: there's a pleasure seeing how everything works together. How incredible the world is. It's just, it's so interesting to see how things work. And the assumption of science is that there's a Seder here. And they're right, there is a Seder. So that's very stimulating. But they see within this world. חוכמת יוון היא לבדוק כל דבר בעומק התכן שניתן ומציאותו מתבררת מתוך עצמה. יוון אומרים לנו, אין לכם חלק באלוקי ישראל. עומק הכפירה שלהם כמובואר ברמב"ן. יוון says right in the Karen Ashur that we have no חלק in the God of Israel. You can learn science, just don't connect it to God. In the Ramban, he says that the famous Ramban, Parshas Achrimos, we've quoted so many times, and Reina Rabbeinu quoted so many times, that in Yavin they denied anything they didn't understand. Anything that they didn't perceive with their senses, they denied. Lashon HaKodesh is the Gilui of the Bria together with the Boire. Yavanis is Megala, how things exist. And any metzias is megala only itself. Kishimdabum al targum liyvanit, hakavana ma'arechet milim, shenotzra legalot et advarim ba'atzma b'li dvar Hashem shebehem. In other words, when you talk about Yevanis, when you talk about Greek, Greek is a beautiful language, as we spoke about in a previous year. And it wants to reveal things without God. Lashon HaKodesh is the essence of the thing. Lashon HaKodesh is the language that God speaks, the language God created the world with. Through Lashon HaKodesh, you're supposed to get to God. Yavan is a language. You're supposed to just look at the beauty of the language, and it's supposed to understand things within the context of the world, and nothing beyond this physical world. Yavan was mitami the Beis HaMikdash, v'timbut kol ha'shmanim, shemen b'gematria shamayim, ze meramez al ha'gilui shel shamayim ba'aretz. Al Beit HaMikdash ne'amar, ze shar ha'shamayim. Darko efshar lir'ot et ha'metziut ba'aretz, kmo ba'shamayim. Timu kol ha'shmanim, ha'kavana, shenestam ha'gilui. What does it mean they were mitami all the shmanim? That they sealed off the revelation of this world. By the Beis HaMikdash, we could see true reality. Shemen is gematria shemayim. That's the gilui of the heaven on earth. And they were metame that. They sealed that off, that we wouldn't be able to see. When they were metame the Beis HaMikdash, they're mevata the shara shemayim. You can't see the arutz with the shemayim. And the Medrash, it says, Medrash Rabba, Parshas Nasho, Zayin Yud, we darshan the parish of Shiluch Machanos Keneged Arba Golios. Amechutz LaMachanet Shalchum is Edom. Loitamus Machaneim is Yavan. Right? They contaminated your camp. It doesn't say they were sent out. They weren't sent out. They were in the camp, contaminating our camp, in the Hechel. They weren't misalik us from the Hechel. They didn't remove us. They were mitami the Hechel. They didn't allow us to see the Shemayim. And that's what it means when we say in the Slicha, Diachani bo smalit v'yevanit. Maze. Maze. Diachani bo, we say in the Slicha on Esor B'teves. Diachani bo smalit v'yemanit. Diachani ze hakavana kener shehu do'ech v'holech, or machshich. And it says Diachani, this is referring to the light, which is extinguishing, continually extinguishing, getting darker and darker. That's the Achani, Hanir Doech. And how's it being Doech? Smalit v'yamanit. This is referring to the right and to the left. The right is Chesed, and the left is Gevura. The light that is composed of Yamin and Smol and makes it into one Metzius is Tiferes. That's the glory that brings beautifully together the Chesed and the Din. Deachani, what does it mean, Deachani? You have extinguished, or it has been extinguished for me. And the Sarabatebes, Smalit v'Yevanit, the beautiful integration of the left and the right of Chesed and Gevura. There's no more beauty in the world. We can't get to Tiferes. We can't get to God anymore. That's what we spoke about earlier. That Tiferes is see the Shlemus, see the beauty. And the Shlemus is seeing God through the world. That's the greatest level of beauty. And they extinguish that. In Chanukah we say in Al Nisim, ולכה עשית השם גדול וקדוש בעולמך, ולעמך ישראל עשית תשועה גדולה. What does that mean? And for you, you made yourself a great name, a holy name in your world, and for your nation, you made a great salvation. What does it mean you made a Shem Gadol v'Kadosh? Shem Gadol v'Kadosh b'Pashtut is Gili Shem Havaya. You are Megala, the name of Havaya in the world. That's Shem Gadol v'Kadosh. That's the great name. That's the holy name. Gadol is Chesed. Kadosh is separate. It's Shayat Gevura. So these are two Hafachim. Gadol is Chesed. And Kadosh is separate. Prisha, Stalkus. That shaft of what relates to Gura, the power, the strength, when you're there. That's what you do when you, in Misgaber, you overcome yourself. You have Gura, Gura is Hestalkus. So how could it be Chesed and Hestalkus together? The answer is that's the beauty. That's the Shem Havoyah, that's what happened on Hanukkah. When we beat Yavan, we saw the name of God with Tifarta in all of its glory. Therefore, when we defeated Yavan, L'chasid Hashem Gadol V'Kadosh Bo Lamecha. And then we reveal the true beauty. So this is the first offering, the first segment of the shir. And then, V'Yitzos Hashem Darkeinu, God continues granting us his incredible chasadim. We will continue next time in Yitzhak Hashem. And this year should be a great merit for the nation that sits in Zion. And all the chaylim, the chatufim, the psu'im. Amen, amen. Okay, thank you so much for listening. B'ezrat Hashem, b'yad Mashiach.